Well, there's no such thing as a definitive performance of anything. It doesn't exist.
But there is such a thing as a trailblazing performance, and Byron Janis knows it well. He was the first American artist to tour the Soviet Union as part of a new U.S.-Soviet cultural exchange in 1960. And 2 years later, Janis was the featured artist on the first album recorded by an American crew on location in post-war Russia. Janis remembers those concerts as breaking emotional and psychological barriers.
They were so relieved that I, quote, the enemy, unquote, was a human being and could play music with feelings, emotions, whatever, and made them feel. And there was such a drop in tension that there was a lot of weeping and a lot of this. And as I say, I don't only attribute it to the fact that they were happy with the performance, but I think they were just happy with the moment.
During the past 20 years, U.S.-Soviet cultural exchanges have waxed and waned along with defections and détente, but Byron Janis remains convinced that the exchanges have a place in international relations.
I don't think music or the interchange of all that is going to have anything to do with stopping wars. What I do believe is that it makes just maybe that little bit harder not to love.
Pianist Byron Janis, who is celebrating his 40th year on the concert stage. Janis performs this evening at the White House. For National Public Radio, this is Nancy Fuchsin.